This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Illinois lawmakers return to Springfield this week for the fall veto session. The issues before them are many, and they are big. The legislature will be responding to Governor Pat Quinn's vetoes. In the case of an expansion of gaming, a threatened veto. Other issues include budget shortfalls, an upgrade of the state's electric grid, legislative scholarships, and public pensions. Lawmakers will be in session this week, then will return the second week in November. One of the reporters who will be covering the stories coming out of the State House this fall is Tom Kasich of the News Gazette. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Celeste.
So is it unusual for the legislature to have so much before it in a veto session?
Well, I can't go back that far, but all the legislators I talked to said this is the busiest veto session they recall, and these are people who've been over there for, you know, 10 or 12 or 15 years, yeah.
And why is it so busy this year?
Well, certainly part of it is the budget shortfall, the budget problems the state has, and other, you know, issues that are behind it is the legislature's frequent disagreements with the governor. And, you know, possibly the fact that there's an election coming up next year where all legislators are up for re-election or election.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the budget. The Associated Press and newspapers across the state have just completed a series of reports about the pain the state has inflicted on all kinds of folks because of all the money it owes. And the governor has proposed layoffs and closing some state facilities to save money. What options lay before lawmakers this fall?
One thing that I think is possible, and you hear a few legislators mention this, is the fact that revenue is up in the state so far this year. That includes both sales tax and income tax. And, of course, the income tax is bound to go up because of the income tax increase, but it's actually coming in higher than the rate increase. So the economy is not doing so badly, and some lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, are going to suggest that, well, we can, you know, spend that money to keep these institutions open and pay for the regional superintendents and that kind of stuff. But I'm certain there's going to be a lot of resistance to that too. But that'll be an interesting debate.
Are the state school superintendents still on the job? They haven't been paid for months.
Some have quit, but the majority have stayed on. In our region, in Champaign-Ford County, Jane Quinlan has decided to stay at work, even though she hasn't been paid since, I think, July 1st.
Wow. Now, in terms of the backlog of bills, there's been some discussion of borrowing, although that seems like it's not likely to go anywhere. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think you're right there. That's, you know, that just hasn't gotten any traction, and the mood just isn't anywhere. Amongst most legislators, there just isn't much taste for borrowing anymore. That's part of the reason the state got in the problem it's in.
Yeah. In terms of the backlog of bills, even though there is an influx of revenue now, it seems to me that we'll continue to see the status quo being this huge backlog of bills.
Yeah, I agree. This could go on for 8 to 10 more years, I think. There's just such a mammoth collection of bills, and you know, we're making a little bit of progress each month, but it's relatively superficial. And there's other problems as well. For example, we all know the universities owed millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, but they're also owed money to just operate the surveys, the geological survey, the historical survey on campus. They were not appropriated any money this year. So that's another $12 or $13 million the universities had to make up, and they're going to be in this veto session as well to try to get some of that money repaid. But, you know, just everywhere you turn, there's just bills piling up in Springfield.
Yeah. One of the things that I was shocked at in the AP investigative series is that the Department of Corrections has had trouble in terms of getting food on the table for inmates.
This kind of stuff is, you know, it's reminiscent of what was going on in the Depression back in, you know, in the 30s. I recall reading stories where they would, you know, in Champaign County, they had to release prisoners because there wasn't enough money to pay the the food bills for people, and it's almost that bad here now.
Yeah. Well, another big mess facing the state of Illinois, public pensions. Will that come up this fall?
I don't think so. That's just too big an issue, and it's just going to require too much negotiation to get that done in, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. I don't see the legislature doing anything about that until next spring, and that's a real possibility with a lot of these other issues as well, where they may just say, you know, why don't we wait till March or April and see what our financial situation is, or they'll say, this just takes too much work. We don't want to throw something together so quickly. So I can see that happening with most of these 10 or 12 issues that the legislature seems to have on its plate this fall.
Yeah. It also seems that maybe waiting till spring would give them a chance to play up during an election year.
Exactly right. Yes.
We're doing the right thing. We know you're mad.
You're right. And that could, you know, they could do that in March right before the primary, or they could do it late in the spring, you know, 4 or 5 months before the general election. And you're right. You're as cynical as I am. So that, you know, that's a real likelihood.
Yeah, I don't know if we're cynical, Tom. Okay. I think we're hopeful, but we're realists.
Yes. Well, we've been around a while in Illinois politics. Yeah.
So a couple of questions here now. What did you make of the governor's threatened veto of the massive gambling bill and the timing of his announcement?
Well, I don't really know about the timing because he still hasn't even gotten the bill. It's been sitting on his, you know, it's been sitting in the legislature since May. They never forwarded it to him. I understand why he's reluctant to sign it, or, you know, generally opposed to most of it. And I think there are other people, well-meaning people, who see that there are problems with this. And I think there will be some movement to try to refine it. But I'm not sure you can do that and still get the votes for it. So if I was a supporter of expanded gambling, I wouldn't be too hopeful of a resolution of that issue.
I thought you were going to say if you were a gambling man.
No, yeah, but I could say that because I'm not, but you're right, yeah.
The governor, you know, is someone, though, known to change his mind. What are the chances there?
I think he's pretty firm on this. It would be one of the biggest flip-flops of all time, which, as you note, he has done before, but I think this would be just an extreme change.
What's the outlook for an override of the veto of the bill that was lobbied heavily by Ameren and ComEd? That's the so-called smart grid bill.
Yeah, the utilities claim that they have the votes to override, but I hear a lot of people say that that's not true, and I can't imagine that a bill like that would sail through in a veto session. I think this may come back. This is one of those bills that will come back next spring and get a more thorough hearing. That's my prediction.
Mm. And could we also put in that category the tuition waivers lawmakers give to?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's a lot of resistance to that bill from Chicago Democrats who really believe that these scholarships are scholarships that would not go to their constituents otherwise. And then you've got most of the downstate legislators and most of the suburban legislators would like to get rid of those. So there's a real bone of contention there, a real split, and I think the legislature will be better off voting. I mean, they're going to view it better off voting on that in the spring than now.
Yeah. And one last question, Tom. Legislative leaders, have they said what their priorities are this fall, or are they keeping those cards pretty close to the vest?
You know, some have, you know, the Republicans especially have mentioned pension reforms, but I just don't see that happening now. And the legislative scholarships and the gambling, but not a whole lot different from Governor Quinn's priorities. But I just think that, you know, we look at this and we think a lot of these things will be acted on this fall, but I think in the long run a lot of them will be buried and resurrected next spring.
Mm. Tom, good to talk with you.
Thank you, Celeste. Good to talk to you as well.
Tom Kasich is a reporter and columnist for the News Gazette. He's a longtime observer of the Illinois State House. Look for his reporting this week from Springfield.